So without further ado, I'm going to invite Teen Challenge to come up, and let's give them a warm Wesley welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Okay. How y'all doing? My name is Pastor Robert Bell. I'm 19 years old. I'm just playing. It was like, I know y'all looking like, what type of drugs was he taking? Hey, just glad to be here. But when I was about 19, in my early age, I remember going, having to go stay with my grandmother because my stepfather was very abusive to my parents, to my mother, and I never met my real father, so that's been a hole, but God has sealed that by him being my father. And during those times, I went to in and out of prison as young, Ethan Allen School, Wells, and then when I got older, just stayed in and out of prison. Ran with the gangs in my neighborhood, had a seat in leadership, and so was involved in things that, you know, you couldn't even talk about. And but today, God has saved my life. Today, God saved my life. I went to, some friends told me about Teen Challenge a long time ago. I came in 2007, and I ended up graduating in Michigan. I went to Michigan and graduated, but I came back. I wasn't rooted. I was happy. I had a joy, but I wasn't rooted. I just learned a lot. My mind wasn't made up, and I ended up going back to the same thing. But then God had called me again in 2012, and when I came this time, I was serious. And I gave God my whole heart, and today I'm a pastor, and graduated the program. Graduated the program again, and then went to a church, and right after service, doing what we're doing now, a man walked up to me and said, I'm going to pay for your first year of school. He heard the Spirit say that, and I knew my heart was burning. We was just talking about it. I was telling him I had to go to school, and here is this man in front of everybody that was in my in Teen Challenge with me, heard him say that. So after I graduated, I went straight to school, and this is my second year. On the 25th of this month, I'll be receiving my license level. In Kenosha, as Assemblies of God pastor. And so today I give God all the glory, and there's no limit to, if you keep Christ first, there's no limit to what God will take you. I'm telling you, if you look at my past, you'll be like, man, he don't deserve it. But I'm covered in the blood, and we're going to sing songs and give testimony, and we're going to come and bring God the glory. Amen.
Never make it to my 20th birthday.
Once a junkie, always a junkie.
I look at myself in the mirror, it just feels sick.
If it wasn't for Teen Challenge, I wouldn't be alive today.
I would not be here today. I would be dead.
Teen Challenge actually saved my life.
Once I was blind, but now I see.
It's dramatic as day and night.
We've heard mothers say, I have my son back. I have my daughter back.
Children have their moms and dads again.
This is a place where miracles happen. And my family is one of those miracles.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
Teen Challenge, 50 years of miracles. In the United States, there are now over 200 Teen Challenge locations.
Many times family members will ask, well, what is a day like in Teen Challenge? What will my kids do?
Students will generally begin the day at Teen Challenge with breakfast and devotions, and then attend specially designed classes.
Teen Challenge has a curriculum that we've developed over the last 50 years. It really helps them disciple them to figure out how to have relationships with others as well as to get to know themselves.
Many centers offer special educational work programs at either their own training facilities or in the local community.
Our car wash, I have people, the banker comes to me and says, what do you do to those guys at the car wash? I said, what do you mean? He says, I've never been to a place like it. Besides being, you know, clean, I said, I've never seen so many happy people. And I said, oh, well, those are all drug addicts in rehabilitation. What?
On-the-job training helps students learn interpersonal and technical skills. It develops discipline and reinforces responsibility. It also serves to encourage students to become active in their own treatment, as well as foster the habits that are needed for stable lives.
I've always said a good faith-based evangelical rehab program is a little bit like a home, a little bit like a church, a little bit like the army, and a little bit like a Bible school.
The student's day may end with personal recreation. They might spend time on their daily assigned chores around the center, attend group choir practice, or take time to study and complete their homework. As Teen Challenge has grown over the years, so has its range of programs. New and innovative concepts, like the Home of Hope, allow women and their children to live together while they begin to heal their lives and relationships.
I would have him laying in the crib right there, and I would turn my back and stick a needle in my arm. And I thought that that was the way I was to live for the rest of my life. I didn't think that I could ever stop.
When I see a mom come in with a young child, and this child has been battered and abused, and her mother was out there addicted, prostituting herself, and now here at Teen Challenge, they've fallen in love with God, and the mom falls in love with her child all over again.
2006 would be the first Christmas that I spent completely sober with my daughter and my son. And got to actually spend quality time and quantity time with them, interacting with one another, and their mom was completely sober.
The program has continued to grow to meet the needs of communities. Today, drug prevention strategies like after-school programs aimed towards at-risk youth are as much a part of the Teen Challenge ministry as rehabilitation.
What you're experiencing is hope, because so many of the kids who live in our neighborhood don't have a lot of hope.
In this square mile radius, we have around 80, 90 gangs.
The kids see the helicopters at night. They hear the gunshots.
And most of these kids adapt in a way where they have to become cold-hearted themselves.
And I don't want to go to another funeral. I don't want to see another kid suffer that kind of fate.
Teen Challenge, this is where we show the compassion. Most of these kids, they don't never hear, I love you, until they come here.
And so this is a safe haven. It has a table that they can actually work on to do homework and actually plan and dream about a future.
We help them with their homework, but we also bond with them. We let them know where we grew up, and that they can do it too if we're doing it as well.
But more important than the curriculum or classes, programs or training, is the foundation of every Teen Challenge program in the world.
The Jesus factor is the change factor of Teen Challenge. You know, without the intervention of Christ, there's no hope for these people. They're going to end up dead. We can give them the food, we can put the clothes on their back, we can give them a haircut, but that only goes so far.
We believe that Jesus Christ is the answer and the cure for people's life-controlling issues.
And in this program, God teaches us to be broken. And when we start to fall back, it's because we try to put ourselves back together.
I thought I had all the answers. And I found out that I don't have all the answers, that Jesus Christ has the answers.
I'm a better mother. I'm happy to be here. I was dying before I came into the program.
I thank God for bringing me here today. I thank you for the restoration he's done with my family.
And all these men up here have been through the war, but the battle's been won thanks to Jesus Christ.
There are times when I look around and I don't see much evidence of God at work. But then I see the lives that are transformed at Teen Challenge, and that helped to dispel my doubts and restores my faith.
They were dying. And all of a sudden they came to life, and they started to be the boys that I brought up, the little kids that I went to Disneyland with.
just seeing one life changed and in meeting some of the young people we have as they've come into the program and how they look, and then see them when they finish the program, that is the most rewarding thing.
Thank you for helping change and mold our child.
We've heard mothers say, I have my son back. I have my daughter back.
And I thank you that you gave my son another chance.
Good morning. My name is James. I'm 22 years old from Chicago, Illinois. I was adopted into a loving Christian home parents, the greatest people I ever met in my life. I grew up in a Christian home and went to church. When I was 9, I accepted God into my heart, and I knew who he was. As I got older, I lost my way with God. I played sports in high school, and during the off season, I drank and I smoked marijuana. As I got out of high school, I got a job, and that job, I met a friend, and I got addicted to cocaine for over 2 years. One of the worst things that happened to me, I ended up in jail on August 9th, and I ended up in Teen Challenge September 9th. When my dad came to me in jail, he asked me if I knew the Lord anymore, and I told him that I didn't know. And so he said, you know, if I could get you out of jail, would you go to Teen Challenge? And so I surrendered, and I said, yeah. And as I went to Teen Challenge that night that I got in, I got on my knees and I prayed to God again. I asked him to come into my life again. And ever since then, it's been the best thing for me. 7 months I've been clean, and my faith has been stronger in God. One of the most strongest things ever, getting there day in day. The verse that I stand on is Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry, I'm like really nervous. Okay, so my name's Grace, and I'm 25 years old, and I'm also from Chicago. Well, growing up, my family was a little dysfunctional. My parents got divorced when I was 12, and I had a lot of anger towards my family, especially my parents, and I just kind of bottled that all in. I didn't start using drugs until after I graduated high school. I started living the college life and the party scene, and I tried Xanax for the first time ever, and it completely numbed me, and it just took over me. In November of 2011, I found out I was pregnant, and I was really excited and blessed, you know, that I was bringing a baby into this world, but deep down inside, I was just so broken because, you know, I knew that I couldn't bring him into a loving family. So my pregnancy was really hard for me. You know, I stayed sober, but it was just really hard. In July of 2012, I had my little boy. His name is Matthew, and he's amazing. And I was trying to just do everything on my own, trying to be a single parent, and I ended up getting served with court papers, and I went back to my addiction, and it just took over me. You know, I was just really sad and depressed, and you know, it was just really hard for me. And unfortunately, in March of 2013, I got served joint custody with his dad, and that just broke me. You know, my world just came crashing down, and I didn't know how to live anymore. You know, and it was really hard. I was always in bars, and you know, I just couldn't stay sober. You know, I tried going to school, and I could never do it. It was really hard. I've been in and out of rehabs multiple times. I've tried doing it on my own, and nothing ever worked. You know, sad to say, but my son couldn't even keep me sober. Finally, in February of 2016, my mom convinced me to come to Teen Challenge, and yeah, that was really difficult for me. It was really different. But when I first came in, I had a mindset of just staying in the program for 6 months, you know, and I didn't give God the control, you know. I was still trying to hold on and do things my way. Well, unfortunately, I left in July of 2016, and I was really excited to go home to my son, and, you know, I was just really excited, and, you know, I was doing things on my own, and then 2 weeks later, I ended up relapsing, and that was probably the worst mistake I could ever do. Unfortunately, I was driving high with my son in the car, and the cops were waiting for me at home. And I remember pulling over, and
having to look at my son and explain to him, you know, that the cops are waiting for mom at the house. And it just broke my heart seeing him. You know, he was so confused. He didn't understand. And I ended up going to jail for 2 days, and I got charged with battery. That was a mess. And, you know, my mom kicked me out of the house, and I was just staying at a friend's house, and it was just really bad. And I was just, I couldn't understand why I walked away from the Lord, you know. I thought I could do it on my own, but obviously I couldn't. So the last week of August, I ended up going to the hospital, and I was really confused. I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't know if I should come back to Teen Challenge or what, but I feel like the Lord was definitely calling me back, you know, and I ended up coming back in the beginning of September, and it's probably one of the best things I have ever done. He's blessed me, and this journey has been really difficult for me, but it's probably one of the best things that has ever happened. You know, every day I'm learning more and more about myself, and my relationship with the Lord is growing, and I'm just so grateful. He's renewing my mind and my family, you know. I look at my son, and I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm just so blessed. The scripture that I stand on is Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Thank you.
Morning, church. Hi, my name is Josh Kirking. I'm from Viroqua, Wisconsin, which is up by La Crosse. I am 34 years old. I started drinking heavily when I turned 15 years old. I wrecked many vehicles and was always in trouble. At the age of 25, I started smoking crystal meth. I was quickly hooked the first time. I smoked it heavily. I was heavily addicted. Until I came to Teen Challenge 10 months ago, I was always in trouble. Teen Challenge has helped me learn that I can live without drugs and alcohol, and that Jesus is our Savior. Teen Challenge saves lives, that, like they said in the movie. That's true. It's a true saying. I've seen it time and time again. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm 22 years old. I was born overseas in Lithuania. I came to the U.S. with my parents when I was 7. My parents divorced when I was 12. Sorry, I'm so nervous. I got really angry and sad, and in high school I started sneaking out most nights and going to raves on the weekends, and just my mind was on party, and I didn't care about much else. My mom was a single parent, so as long as I kept up my grades, I could do whatever I wanted, so I did. At the end of high school, I decided I wanted to shoot up heroin for the first time. I was 17. In that first year, I was hospitalized for overdosing about 5 times. 2 of those times, I had pneumonia. My mom's boss had suggested Teen Challenge at that point, and I ran away from home after reading the handbook. I ended up agreeing to go to detox, and I did detox a couple times, and I went to a halfway home, and I tried AA and NA, and they worked for a couple months, and then I would either get into a relationship or start using again. I burned most of my bridges up here, and so I actually grew up in Waukegan, by the way. so this is where it all went down. wow, I keep forgetting what I'm going to say. So I moved to Florida. My dad moved to Florida, and I moved in with him and my stepmom. After 3 months, me and her got into it, and I moved out. And I did okay for a few years. I was a manager at Arby's. I thought I was doing good. I would keep relapsing, but I thought I was managing it fine. I ended up getting into a relationship with an ex-military, and he hadn't dealt with a couple issues, so it got abusive, and I ran off from that, and I moved in with my friend on her couch, and I felt like a failure, like a total loser, and I started going to bars again, and met people, and got into escorting, and then I chose like that, as felt powerful doing that. I ended up going to jail for about 5 months, and I opened up the Bible for the first time, but it didn't stick. When I got out, I went straight to shooting up again, and this time I was using meth and heroin, and I got hit by a truck crossing the street at 50 miles an hour about a month after I got out. It shattered my pelvis, it broke 4 of my ribs, collapsed lung. I was really mad at God that he didn't just take me right then and there. I refused to turn to my parents for help. Because of no insurance, they discharged me as soon as I was able to sit up. I was pretty much going to dope house in a wheelchair. And in that world, people don't really care about you when you have no money and you can't walk. I became very angry, and I hated everybody. And after I got better, I went back to escorting, and then which eventually sent me to prison. I was putting about $200 worth of dope in my arm at that point. and in prison, they cut my hair off, and I just started to break down. I started going to church, and for weeks I would cry on my knees, and I met my spiritual mom there. She suggested Teen Challenge, and I was broken and willing enough to come, and I'm so happy to be here because I have hope. The verse I stand on is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. And that's what he has done. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is George. I'm from Marinette. And I've been in the program for about, this will be my 24th month. And, you know, I thought I was done. But, you know, it's just, it's the beginning. That's what it is. It's, you know, Teen Challenge has changed me just, wow. And I'm excited to get back out into the workforce and to continue on what God has planned for me. And I'm sure it's going to be something really good. That
all right, we're going to do a little remix, but who all knows we serve an awesome God here? Yeah, okay. I had to ask that. I felt it. But I had a pretty good childhood growing up. You know, I had a loving mother, and my dad was here and there. When he was there, it was good. When he wasn't, you know, it wasn't. But as I grew up, I got into sports, football, wrestling. As I got into high school, I started smoking weed, drinking, popping pills. Right after I graduated, my dad came into work. I worked at Subway at the time. I was a sandwich artist. Yeah, pretty nice. But he came into work, and it wasn't nothing crazy. He always came in. He worked right down the road. He gets a sub or whatever. I gave him a discount. But he came in. He was like, Brandon, so I hear you're doing the same drugs as your brother is. I was like, no, I'm not, you know. And you know how a dad always knows when his son's lying, you know, and I was lying. He was like, okay, you know, I just had to ask, and he left, you know. So I went back to work. The next day I got a call from my sister, and she was like, hey, Brandon. I was like, what? She was like, Dad committed suicide. And at that point, I was confused, you know. I was this baby boy, you know. I thought, I needed him when I was just becoming a man. When I turned 18, I was just becoming a man. So I looked to the wrong influences for that male influence in my life. And they're doing heroin. So I started using heroin at 18. I was addicted to it for 4 years. I was shooting it up. In those 4 years, I almost died probably 5 or 6 times. Glory to God that I'm still here, that I'm able to talk to you guys and bring the hope that comes from Jesus Christ. But today, I'm actually a year and a half clean of heroin, so. But I get the privilege to tell you guys about Teen Challenge and what it does for all these people behind me and what it's doing for people all over the world. There's 3 ways you guys can help us. That's one, and the most important, by praying for us. Because it's a struggle here. It's not easy, and I would be a fool to tell you if it was, you know. But with God's help, you know, we can do all things through Christ. And then the second way you guys can help us is we got a table in the back, which I'll be standing at if you guys want to come talk. I'll share more of my testimony, or there's cool T-shirts, crosses that are actually made by George. They're pretty nice. But a third way you guys can help us is we have an auto donation program, which I actually run. I'm a part of. If you guys have a junk car, doesn't run, doesn't need to have rims, we'll somehow get it on the bed of our tow truck, and it helps us out with job training, or, you know, if we can scrap it out, we'll give you guys a 1029C, I think it is. It's for taxes, $500 tax deduction for next year. But yeah, I came to give you guys the hope, you know, the hope that comes from Jesus Christ. And we're all God's trophies back here, you know. This is how good God is. We're all smiling here. If you took us back in our mess, I bet you none of us were smiling. I know I almost went to prison, you know, but glory to God that he gave me an opportunity to come to Teen Challenge, and he gave me another chance. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
And we just opened up a thrift store in Milwaukee, and I'm telling you, who all go to thrift store? Straight up. But in Milwaukee, they got some nice stuff. I'm serious. Y'all should come down. It's on 91st and Appleton. We just opened it up. How long has it been? Like 2 months? March 1st. And this is really nice. They got some nice stuff up in there. So just stop down. That's another way you can support us. But always stay prayed up. Continue to, you know, study your word and always love one another. That's the most important thing we got to do. We got to love one another. Thank you for having us.
We're going to shake it up. I thought, why don't we take an offering for them? And if we could have some of the ushers come forward. Were you blessed? Yeah. Amen. Woo. Amen. And I thought, we can do an offering, and while the offering's going on, then we'll have you guys bless us one more time. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you for the glory that you have established in each of their hearts, the glory that's found in your Son, the resurrected Son. And just as your Son was raised from the dead, not only have you raised, but you are in the process of continually raising all of these that are standing here today, for which we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are a living God, that you are alive, that you are at work. And Lord, we pray that as we take time to give, that this would also give you glory. And it's our way of thanking you of the wonder of your Spirit and the power of your work. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it isn't over yet. We have a potluck. Hope you're all welcome. Hope you're able to join us. And why don't we pray for that meal right now? Precious Father, as we come before you, we thank you for a time of continued fellowship. We thank you, Father, for your provision that we're even able to do this. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. And Father, as we come together, we pray that there would still be a sense of communion, a sweet fellowship. The riches of Christ continue to be ministered to us. We pray, Lord, as we eat, that you know that we receive it with thanksgiving. We thank you for your goodness and ask that you bless it to our bodies. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. Amen. Amen. To the gym.